Blindsided and betrayed, that is how some Rotorua residents feel after learning there are plans to keep using motels for emergency accommodation, despite promises to end the practice within 2 years. It has been revealed the Ministry of Housing and Urban Development wants a 2-year extension to a resource consent that allows it to contract local motels for emergency accommodation. Some locals have described the emergency motel situation as a bloody fiasco and monster, with accusations it's led to a concentration of antisocial behaviour, including fights, drug dealing and gang activity. On the election campaign, National MP Todd McClay promised National would get rid of social housing motels within 2 years. Carolyn Hall from the residents group Restore Rotorua joins us now. Kia ora, did this come as a complete surprise to you?
Kia ora, Lisa. It shouldn't have been a complete surprise when I think about, you know, how we feel about politics, but we put our faith in these people. Pretty much feeling, like I said, blindsided and betrayed by all these promises that were delivered to us back on the 9th of September 2023 when they had their campaign meeting here, and actually probably got a standing ovation for delivering their social housing and homelessness policy. So, yeah, pretty gutted, actually. Feels like Groundhog Day 4 years ago.
So what do you think would be the consequence if this consent, resource consent, is extended and they get another 2 years to run these motels as emergency accommodation?
Well, that's exactly the problem, Lisa. You know, another 2 years? So where does it stop? You know, this is a really lucrative industry for the providers here. They don't want to lose their contracts. So there's something going on here that we don't know about, and some sort of conversation that's been happening long before this email came out to us. Now, if you look back at the Independent Hearing Commission, they stated that no later than 6 months prior to the consent expiry, which should be December 2024, emergency housing providers using motels were supposed to come up with an exit program to end the use of the site and buildings for community housing. So instead of complying with that, they are now seeking, they're not seeking to extend, they're actually wanting a whole new consent process again. So, you know, word on the ground is we're going back to an independent commission. I don't know how that was all decided long before this email came out. So there's conversations happening here, promises being broken. And I'm calling out these ministers. You know, Chris Bishop came, Tama Pōtaka came, and they promised us that this was going to be wrapped up within 2 years. So, hey, if we had to compromise on June 2025 or something like that, so be it. But to go through a whole new consent process, it's just a real kick in the guts for this community. I mean, we've put up a big fight here.
What problems do you believe that this housing is causing?
It's just our whole reputation. I mean, even me speaking to you is probably causing some form of, you know, reputational back, negative reputation for Rotorua, and we don't want that. That's not why we started this campaign. But unless you deal with the issues that come with emergency housing, and we know all of them, you just summarised them really, really well, we're not going forward, we're going backwards. And if we don't deal with the negative, we're never going to find that positive. But, you know, people spoke up. They believed in the process, like I said, and now we've been let down and really, and honestly, I want them to come back here and explain why they think they should be doing this to us.
Really appreciate your time, Carolyn. That's Carolyn Hall from the residents group Restore Rotorua.